Greetings, brothers and sisters. Let me ask you this. Have you ever felt weighed down by the opinions of others? Have you ever felt like your past decisions are dragging you down? Imagine for a moment what it would feel like to be free from that weight, to walk boldly into the future without the shackles of judgment. Well, today we're going to flip that script. You're about to discover how God's loving grace can free you from judgment and set you on a path to true freedom. So if you're ready for this transformation, hit that like and subscribe button and share this episode with someone who needs it. Hit the smash, people. Welcome back to Renegades Made of Faith and Fortitude. I'm your host, as always, the Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, also known as Preacher Joe. Today's episode is all about shaking off the chains of the past and stepping boldly into the future God has for us. We're going to be exploring powerful scriptures and real-life examples that will encourage and inspire you. And trust me, you are not going to want to miss the revelation that I have for you at the end. It's going to be a game changer that will change your life. So stick around and let's get rolling. Now, don't mess up your future trying to judge my past, folks. Your tomorrow is bursting with promise. But if you're stuck in someone else's yesterday, you'll never see it. Romans 8:33 tells us, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies it. It's not about what people think. It's about what God knows. And God sees you. God says you're chosen, loved, and redeemed. Think about it. God picked you. Yes, you. Despite your past, despite your mistakes, God still has his hand. Let's dive into the story of the Apostle Paul. Here we have a man who was persecuted Christians, but God chose him to be one of the greatest evangelists of all. If God can use Paul, he can surely use you. If you're feeling this, drop a comment below and let me know that you're with me. Share this with your friends who need it. We'll need to hear it, see. So here's the thing. Your business is your business. And my business is my business. Jesus himself said in Matthew 7:1-2, judge not that ye be not judged. For with the judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. It's a powerful reminder to focus on our own walk with God. We all have our own struggles and our own victories. Let us respect that and support each other. Think about the woman caught in adultery in John chapter 8. See, the crowd wanted to stone her, but Jesus said, he that is without sin among let him first cast a stone at her. See, when everyone left, he told her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. See, that's the kind of grace and understanding that we need to extend to each other. If you are feeling this message, hit that subscribe button and ring that bell so you never miss an episode. Now, here's a promise. Free from judgment and walking in the fullness of God's grace. Imagine what your life could be like if you were free from the opinions of others. Picture the peace and confidence that comes with knowing that you are loved, accepted by God. Stick with me, because this is something that you cannot afford to miss. 29:11 assures us, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Brothers and sisters, don't get caught up in the past. Look forward to what God is doing in your life today. His plans are good, and his love for you is unending. Let's talk about King David. Despite his sins, God called him a man after his own heart. David repented, and God continued to use him mightily. Your past does not disqualify you from God's future. If you're ready to embrace this, comment amen below. Share your stories. Share your stories of overcoming judgment and walking in grace. We want to hear from you. Now, here's our full throttle moment for the day. Do not let the opinions of others derail your destiny. Hebrews 12:2 encourages us to keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He endured the cross, despising the shame, and now he sits at the right hand of the Father, the throne of God. And now, as promised, here is a powerful truth. God's grace covers all. No matter your past, his love is unconditional and unending. Embrace that, and you will be unstoppable. Consider the parable of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. The son wasted his inheritance, but returned home to a father who ran to meet him, hugged him, and celebrated his return. That's how God sees us, folks. He's always ready to welcome us back with open arms. If this has impacted you, share this episode, leave a comment, and let's get this message out to as many people as possible. I want to thank you for tuning in to this episode. And if this episode has blessed you, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with someone who needs to hear it. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with someone who needs to get it. Join our community, engage with us, and let's walk this journey of faith and fortitude together. Your feedback and stories inspire us all. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.